Hi again, folks, and welcome back to NTI's Japan Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Ziv Nakajima again. Thanks for tuning in. Happy to have you with us today, and thank you for your concerns for our safety following last week's mega typhoon. We're actually headquartered in Fukuoka City, which is kind of on the other side of the country from there where that was, fortunately for us. But yeah, we felt those winds all the way here as well. So I can't even imagine what our friends in central Japan or Tokyo were going through. In any case, we're alive and well, but we're the fortunate ones, sadly. There are now 73 confirmed deaths caused by that monster storm. So here's hoping the death toll doesn't climb any higher. Japan is generally well-equipped and experienced in handling these kinds of natural disasters, and we've spoken here in the past about insurance policies that cover all or most of them. But regardless, of course, of profits and losses, there are terrible events that impact countless lives. So our deepest condolences to anyone affected by the typhoon. And we wish everyone a quick and full recovery, and we do hope things get back to normal for you as soon as humanly possible. So for today's episode, and this will probably be the first part of a few, we've meshed together some video clips that we took this week during a property tour that we had here in Fukuoka City with a lovely father and son investor team from Hong Kong. These guys are pretty savvy and they've been at it for a while. For this visit, which we're going to listen to and view today, they wanted to cover Fukuoka. And we're going to take them to other cities on their next visit. So Kumamoto came up, so did Osaka, Nagoya, and some other locations. They're specifically targeting entire buildings, preferably in the $1 to $3 million US dollar range. So we got together with some realtor and developer partners just so that we could show them a nice and diverse selection of older and newer buildings, including some that are still under construction in various areas of each of those cities. And obviously with various advantages and disadvantages, different yields, and so forth. Now, if you're listening to this, as opposed to viewing it on YouTube or LinkedIn or Instagram, so for the podcast specifically, we've tried to cut out the quieter sections in which we're just wandering around and filming exteriors, interiors, and so forth, and trying to stick more to the conversations and descriptions, and there are plenty of those. But really, if you do have the chance, you probably stand to gain a lot more by checking out the video as well. So you'll actually see what these properties look like and what exactly we're referring to when we talk about these unit layouts, the construction materials, and so on and so forth. And the video also comes with subtitles for the more important parts of the conversation, so you can watch it with the volume turned down. Now, we're going to link to the video in the show notes for this episode, and it's also on our YouTube channel. So feel free to just click on it and get the full video going if you've got that option, either now or later. But in any case, even if it's just the audio you're tuning into, it might be a bit harder to listen to and hear clearly compared to the normal episodes. But anyway, it should give you a good idea of the kind of questions that investors normally ask regarding properties of this profile and others, and a good sample of the answers as well. So in the case of this segment, we're looking at a newly developed block of flats in the more central northern area of Minamiku, which is one of Fukuoka City's more popular residential wards. This area in particular is quite fashionable, upmarkety, and the property that we're looking at reflects that both design and rent-wise. So here it is, the first part of our property tour and inspection in Minamiku Ward, Fukuoka City, Japan. Enjoy!
So first property of the day, we're looking at a 22-unit building that was just concluded last month. Already some of the units are tenanted, but we should be able to see at least one vacant unit on the interior as well. And this is in Minamiku, so Fukuoka City's southern ward, which is a popular quiet residential area. This one's about 10 minutes walk to the nearest station.
Three
car parking.
Can we take photos?
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay.
So they got normal post boxes and delivery boxes as well?
Mm.
Secure keypad entry, it's very good for single females, especially on the first floors.
Okay.
3階に今ありましょうか。
はい。
We're going to go view the interior now.
Is this a typical ceiling height in
shelter?
Usually a bit higher than that. So I think that's what enables them to stick in four floors in here. This raw concrete design actually makes for cheaper maintenance.
So fashionable and
common area, short, right? But inside, compared to common, real height. Because, how can I say? Usual construction between first floor and second floor, there is a, how can I say, air pipe or water pipe, etc. So, how can I say?
They have a thicker floor, so that
but they move this kind of pipes in
to the central.
I see.
So then, same 10 meter, but they built fourth floor instead of third. How can I say?
I see.
Third floor.
So actually, on the ground floor, the ceilings are false ceiling. That's why you have the toilets outside because they put all the pipes closer to the core.
Toilet was near the entrance.
これワンルームですね。
How big is this one?
26. 1LDK
です。 28.27 平米の。
これが 1LDK。 28.
28 square and the balcony is how big?
これは…
5m ぐらい?
畳2畳じゃないですかね。 畳2枚。 Japanese tatami 2. Japanese tatami. 関西です。
We've already put in. Oops. We've already put in the video intercoms.
This size, how many?
Laundry area already set up. And a separate toilet and bathroom, which again would be more attractive for tenants. They don't like them in the same room if they can avoid it.
Six of this room.
And the other
one is
26. 28. Ah, so this one is 6. This is 4. This is 4.
This
is 4. This is 4. This is 4. This is 4. This is 4. This is 4.
So 10 units of this layout and another 12 smaller ones, 22 all up. We're going to see the smaller one in a moment, if we can.
I'm
trying to understand why the floor feels a bit uneven between the bathroom and the living
room.
This soft one is sponge under this.
there's a padding.
Padding to prevent make a noise. Prevent the noise go down or
another. It's a soundproof floor.
Because the how can I say
The concrete slab? Slab. No. Because the floor slab is very thin, so that they can...
Normally, usually there is pipes. So pipes help to block noise from another floor, but there is no pipe. So they sponge-type
もうちょっとちっちゃい、ちっちゃいこれ。
ワンケータイプです。
ワンケータイプですね。The size は
27.27
です。
でも大きいね、コンペアク。6本。
So just 1 meter smaller in size, but the layout is completely different. So this is more like a studio.
This is 27.
Oh, so this is the washing here for the washer.
Ah, yes.
Oh.
To put washing machine.
I see.
Well, still a nice, big enough and separated enough. Yeah.
Can you ask him, is this a factory cast wall and install, or is it cast institute? Is it factory?
Do they make this wall in the factory, or do they do this when it's on site? Because sometimes if it's made in the factory, they just ship the stuff and then they just assemble.
Stack them up, yeah.
多分これって工場出荷のままじゃなくて、ここで
現場打ちですね。ここでコンクリート打ってます。
ですよね。
はい、型枠を組んでコンクリート流し、まあ配品をまずして、
はい、あれですね。なんて言えばいいんでしょう。This is not a front factory. They put the frame and the slow concrete and wait until
very good quality.
Thank you.
So yeah, it's really nice.
Institute.
So we had a good look around. So units of both sizes. We had a look at the fire escape situation. Heard a little bit about the building. So this one again has 22 units in it. About half of them are already tenanted, which is impressive considering they've just finished construction last month. And this goes for 339 million yen, which works out to be just under $3 million for this building, built September 2019, so last month. 22 units and 3 parking spots. You can also charge the tenants for the parking if they're using it. And this would probably generate about 4% net pre-tax, which for a new build is not too bad at all. Obviously with older buildings you can get higher yields, and we'll see some of those later today.
So there you have it, the first part of our property tour, brand new concrete build in Fukuoka City, Japan, 22 units, just under $3 million, and netting about 4% net pre-tax yearly. Now we're going to post a few more highlights from this tour in coming weeks. We also visited a construction site, as mentioned, by the same developer, as well as one older building from the mid-80s. So by the time we were done, these investors had a well-rounded view of what can be had in good central city locations. Obviously, other cities have different price points, different yields, different features, which make for different investment strategies as well. In the case of this particular building, yield is quite low, although not too low for a brand new block. But the main advantage here is, of course, the location and design, which pretty much guarantees a steady supply of tenants who would happily pay the slightly higher rental prices in exchange for the comfort that these units offer. So not aimed at lower income brackets, pensioners and so forth. The typical tenants here are young professionals, singles or couples who are happy paying a bit more for these designer type homes. Okay, that's probably it from us for today. Do try and check out the video if you can, so you can actually have a look at the building as well. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please do share the video or audio with your own networks if you think they might also find it interesting. And we hope to have you with us again next time. Until then, from all of us here at NTI, we wish you, as always, happy investing.